You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Again, winding this series is when bad things happen. Of course, all of us have experienced one way or the other things that are happening that are not incongruent with what we want. Di ba? Madalas pag hindi mo gusto to, ba't nangyayari to? Di ba? But, it's always there. Pain is always with us since birth. You know, that the newborn child, you know, will cry when he or she comes out of the womb, and that is a cry of pain. Doctor says that, you know, once that baby comes out of the womb, you know, the womb is, yun yung kanyang, ano eh, yun yung kanyang, shall we say, comfort zone for 9 months. Then suddenly, she'll be coming out from that very, you know, small uterus coming out of this world. And the first baby, and that baby would say, would cry. Signifying pain is with us from day one of birth up to the last time that our feet will be pantays. Yeah? Ano yung ibig sabihin doon? Diba? Pag nagpantay na yung paa natin, meron pa rin sakit doon. Yeah? But today, Habakkuk, when we look at his book, you know, reading these three verses, we will see three things that are there. Number one, he says, the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes in the vine. There is unfruitfulness. Unfruitfulness. Then he also says, though the olive crops fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls. Okay, talking about what is failing, he says the crop fails. There is failure. You know? Not only unfruitfulness, but failure. Then third one is, he says, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stall. This is what I call fallback. No fallback. You eat up everything and nothing to stand on. Diba? Para ba sinasabi mo, ando na ako, I'm back against the wall. Nowhere to go. That's it. Yeah? Walang savings. No sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stall. Diba? But this problems, I would call them problems, not sufferings, because, you know, we don't preach a suffering gospel, because only the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us 2,000 years ago, and that's done. We are now preaching a victorious gospel. That's why we're in victory. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we say problems. We say situations. We say, you know, trials. Yes, that's okay, but I would not say, I don't know with you, but I wouldn't say, I'm suffering, because suffering is a constant, you know, grinding thing in the life of a Christian that is not acceptable to me. That's my theology. If you don't accept it, then it's okay. Do you love me? Okay, magagalit sa akin mo. Bakit suffering? Hindi po. Ano lang yan? Semantics lang yon. Pero ayoko lang marinig na suffering, no? Because it is an experience for us. Me and my wife, way back in our first year, second year in Victory, we were then with Victory UP. After the service one Sunday, my wife and I were taking our lunch in a mall, and she started complaining. And little did I know that she's already having a heart attack, a serious one. You know, God is there when bad things happen. God is there when bad things happen. I called up her doctor. We were in SM Mega Mall, and our doctor is in the fifth floor of SM Mega Mall. That's right. Kita niyo yun? Hindi nagkataon yun. God just allowed it to happen that way. So when the doctor said, it is heart attack, you know, architect, bring her to the nearest hospital, and that's Polymedic right now. And I brought her there, vomiting and everything, you know, quivering and everything. And when she was laying there, half dead, and she was in the ICU, I said, in my quiet time, this is bad. This is when God doesn't make sense. No, we just came from worship. We just came from, you know, serving you and worshiping you. And why did this happen? But you know what? I tell you that when you ask questions from God, He has the ready answer for that. Hello? Mayroong sagot ang Panginoon. Kahit na kayo, hindi kayo sumasagot sa hello ko, pero ang Panginoon, pag nag-hello, hello? Sumasagot, di ba? In fact, the very first, at the onset of a problem, the first word that we should say, or we should call is, Father! Tatay! Di ba? If you are a Christian, the first word that you, okay, that you will call is, hello, doctor? No, it's Father. When we were there in the hospital, my wife is in the ICU, I said, Lord, just give her the grace so that I know that you're in there, you're with her. And thank God, she's not here today, she's not here right now, but this morning at 10 o'clock, you know, she was smiling and everything. You know, sometimes she would like to just throw in the eraser to me, you know, just to say, yeah, throwing the eraser means you're talking too much. Yeah? But I love my wife, my only one. And in our house today, in our home today, it's an emptiness already. We're just staying, me and her, because our kids are in different families already. But 2007, something happened to us. We're still staying in Bulacan, in May Kawayan. We came from annual vacation in Baguio. And it was Holy Week. So when we were there in Baguio and we're trying to figure out how we could, go back to Manila. And we decided on going back in a Good Friday night because no traffic. Oh, baka tayo. Biyernes na, hindi, wag Linggo. Naku, matraffic yung Linggo. Biyernes na. We reach our home in May Kawayan about 11:30 in the evening. Dead tired. I was the one driving from Baguio. So dead tired, we slept. Just to wake up 2:30 in the morning, I'm seeing shadows in our room. I started, you know what I mean, naalimpungatan ka, parang nanaginip ba ako? Hindi ako nanaginip. You know, there are shadows. So I started saying, who are there? And they lit the lights. I have a dimmer light, so they lit the light that is a dimmer light. So I saw them, three of them are there. They're holding a pistol, and one is holding a knife. And say, tahimik lang kayo, keep quiet. Pera-pera lang to. So, you know, keep quiet. So I kept quiet. But at that time, my wife cannot keep quiet. She says, why are you doing this? What's happening? Then they said, keep quiet. I said, keep quiet. Then we started praying. At that point in time, we started praying. And we did not pray in an audible or in an understandable language, but we prayed in tongues. We prayed in tongues, audibly, loudly. And they said, what's that? Sa Tagalog. I told them, we're praying. So they let us be. They let us be. Then one of the bad guy opened the ref. We have a small ref in our room. Opened the ref and got a mineral water and started sitting at the edge of the bed. Just beside my wife. Yan. Puso siya dyan. Tapos yung mineral water niya, pinatong niya doon sa night table. Night table, pinatong niya. Eh yung night table, nandun yung Bible ng misis ko. Pinatong niya doon sa night table. Alam mo, misis ko, inaway niya yung magnanakaw. Sabi, mababasa yung Bible ko! Alisin mo dyan yung tubig ko. Pag nakakita kang ganun katapang, Bisaya ay misis ko, matapang talaga. Oh. But anyway, it's the longest 15 minutes in our lives. 15 minutes and they're gone. They carted everything that they could get. They even took my gun. I have a gun. You know, it's not our pastors. Allowed to have guns. Yes. I have a gun before. And today, I also have one. Because, you know, if somebody comes in, you know, and brings harm to my family, I say, Lord, thank you, for I can kill. I'm not joking. I can do that, you know, being in that situation. But God will not allow that. Hello? Yes. Okay. But when they got my gun, I said, Lord, okay na. Hindi na ako papalag. Baril ko na hawak nila. It's a 9mm loaded gun, fully loaded, ready to fire. And they got it. And I said, okay, get everything you want. Just leave us alone. And what happened then is, at the verge of death, you know, when God doesn't make sense, it came to my mind, Lord God, are we going to die? But God was silent. You know, God was silent. And the robber started pulling my pillow. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord, for life. But I know that's the time they'll finish us up. Because nakikita ko sa TV yun, napapanood ko sa sine. Pag kinuha yung unan, di ba? Tututok yung unan doon sa, ano, sa baril. Oh, di ba? May parang silencer eh. Yeah? But you know what? When the guy got the pillow, he started, you know, removing the sheet, the pillowcase, and started ripping the pillowcase, and started using that pillowcase ripped to tie us, our hands and our feet. Parang yun, akyat bahay nga eh. Kaya parang itatali ka parang baboy. Ganon. Tinali na yung mapaan namin, magkasama. Four legs, kasama yung three arm. Oh, three, ano ba ito? Three hands. Three. Why three? Tinatali nila, nakalimutin nila may isang kamay pala, misis ko. Hindi nila itali yung isa. But we just kept quiet. You know, magkaharap kami. Sabi ko, sabi misis ko, hindi natali yung isa. Huwag ka maigay. At nung nilayasan na kami, ha? Nilayasan na kami nung masasamang loob nga eh. Hindi nga kami pinatay eh. Kaya sabi ng mga polis, swerte nyo, mabait pa rin nyo. Hindi mabait yun, magnanakaw nga yun, mabait. Hindi kayo pinatay kasi, you know, we saw their faces. One was in a military jacket and a military pants, yung camouflage. Yun, nakatakip ang mukha. Yun ang duda ko na yun ang kakilala ko. O baka tawag pa sa akin ng pastor. Pastor! No. Just joking. But it's a possibility, isn't it? Di ba? Kaya nga nung naghahanap na ako ng matulong, naalala ko, hindi ako tatawag ng pulis. Eh, nakasuot pulis yun eh. Baka mamaya, balikan na ako, siya rin ang babalik. O bakit? Di ba? So, long story short, who helped me then were my victory group in that place. We had a victory group on outreach. Uso pa nun outreach, sorry, outreach. I had an outreach group in Meycauayan composing of administrator of Meycauayan City Hall and a lot of men there. They were the one who went and helped me because my son called them. Kaya, Tito Pepe, punta kayo dito. Sila daddy. Ano sinasabi niya? Sila daddy ay hino-hostage. Sila daddy hino-hostage. Punta kayo dito. Huwag na kayong tumawag ng pulis kasi pulis yung nang-hostage. Sabi nila. Pagdating nila doon, tapos na, siyempre, di ba? Sabi pa na magnanakaw. Kayo maingay dyan. Dito lang kami. Sa loob-loob ko, sabi ko, bobola ka pa. Alis na kayo. Alis na kayo eh. So, surely they left, carted away everything. You know, 15 minutes was over. And I said, Lord, this doesn't make sense. I've been pastoring for the past 18 years, serving you. Why did this thing happen? And when you ask questions, God has an answer. Pastor Luther was there and he said, you know, Ed, who among you know Pastor Luther Macau? Oh, marami din, no? Sarap no eh. Tatay ko yun eh. Hindi. Tawag niya sa akin, kapatid lang. Ayaw magpatawag ng tatay. Pastor Luther said, you know, Ed, what really happened is, it's a fallen world. It's a fallen world. Wala kang kasalanan. Walang kasalanan, misis mo. Walang kasalanan, nandito kayo. It's a fallen world. So that's the answer of God. But today, as I was gleaning on the book of Habakkuk, I saw four things, four imperatives in times of trouble. I could relate this to my experience because, you know, when the onset of that situation, a bad thing that is happening, we started praying, you know, automatic yun, we started praying. And when we prayed, you know, there are questions in our mind, you know, because when you pray in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. You don't understand it. So you can understand another thing in your mind. So I was toying the idea of, Lord, what's happening? But right there and there, I was praying in tongues. Habakkuk's question was, Lord God, why is there so much wickedness? And God's answer was, you are living in a fallen world, Habakkuk. Then he asked God, Lord, will this wickedness be punished? Ano sa tingin nyo, mapaparusahan ba yung masama? Oh, siyempre. You know, in our experience, since I was a friend of the mayor, I was a friend of the chief of police of Meycauayan at that time, they were updating me on my case, and they were chief of police was calling me, Pastor, meron kami nahuli. Punta mo dito, tignan mo, you identify them, and we'll just take them for a ride. You know what that means? You know, ipapasyal namin to. Pag in-identify mo, ipapasyal na namin. So alam ko na kung anong gagawin nila. So sabi ko, no, don't do that. Even if I identify them, I told them, let justice be done. But you know what? They did not no longer ask me, but one time, you know, there was in the news, Akyat Bahay Gang in Bulacan, you know, killed. So they said, again, they called me and said, Pastor, baka ito na yung, ano, tignan mo lang. Bahala na Panginoon dyan. Sabi ko, I told them, no, let God be God in that situation. If that's them, then it's okay. Judgment came to them. But if it's not them, then it's all right with me. You know, when you pray, God works. And wickedness will be punished. Yes, it will be punished. Then, secondly, I found the word ponder. We ponder. When we are in trouble, we ponder upon, you know, the fame and the deeds of God. Alalahanin mo yung mga ginawa ng Diyos. Alalahanin mo yung mga, the past things that God has brought victory in your life. Habakkuk was, you know, identifying himself as remembering the deeds of God in the time of the Exodus when the Israelites were going out of Egypt in slavery. Habakkuk remembered that. What happened? God just parted the ways of the Red Sea, and he has built a super highway in the Red Sea. And when the Israelites already, you know, the last Israelite passed by that highway, and then the soldiers of Pharaoh were there, you know, God just caused the Red Sea to go back to its normal situation, and everybody there was drowned. So Moses was singing that song, the horse and the rider fell into the sea. See, that's the song of Moses in the book of Exodus. So Habakkuk was remembering that, Lord, I remember your fame. I remember your deeds. He was also remembering about, you know, the book of Joshua was telling us that when Joshua was warring against the Hittites, the Jebusites, and all the Tites at that place, around them, you know, they needed time. But, you know, the sun was already setting, and if the sun will set, you know, it is to their disadvantage, and they will be defeated. Israel will be defeated. But, you know, Joshua said, God, let the sun stand still. What did happen? You know, God says, okay, no time. Parang sa basketball, ano yun? Time out. Okay, hindi gumagana yung time clock. And they defeated all their enemies. And Habakkuk remembered that. Lord, yes, you are a God of love, yet you are a God of justice. You will not let the wicked unpunished. So ponder upon that, because our God is greater than any problem that we could experience. Say amen. Amen. Our God is greater. He's interested in our problems, and He is greater than those problems. You know, when you ponder upon what God has done, you renew, Habakkuk said, God, renew your deeds in our day. God is an unchanging God. You know that? Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So He never changes. He's unchanging. So when we trust in Him, rest assured that what He has done in the past, He will do today, and He will still do it in the future when you need it done to give glory to His name. Let's clap our hands to Him right now. Come on. Remember the times of danger, that in times of danger, God is a merciful God. Totoo po yun. Sinabi sa amin ng mga, yung mga kaibigan namin sa may kawayan, Pastor, kung iba yon, patay na kayo. Patay si Mrs., si Meng patay, para hindi ka na magsalita. O kaya, ikaw patay para hindi na siya magsalita. Ganun yon. Iiwanan kayo na isa patay sa inyo. O kaya, pareho kayong papatayin para wala ng testigo. But you know what? God is there. In the midst of that bad situation, when bad things are happening, God is greater than that problem. God is greater than that situation. Because what? I was comfortable in my comfort zone. Pag nandun ako sa bahay namin doon, malaki yung bahay po namin doon. Talagang sinasabi ko na, malaki. Yung iba, ewan ko, meron dito nakapunta na sa inyo, malaki talaga yung bahay namin. Pag sinasabi nga ni Bishop Galarraga sa akin, Ed, bakit ka nagtayo ng ganitong bahay dito sa gitna ng bukid? So, you know, God has so blessed us in that place, you know, blessed us with so many friends in that place, blessed us with, you know, our sphere of influence in that place. So sabi ko, ang sarap dito, gusto ko dito. But God has plans for us, better plans for us, because at the mind of God was Metro East, at the mind of God was Pioneer, at the mind of God was, you know, you people here right now. I am here standing right now as a testimony that when bad things happen, God is there. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Yeah. Okay. You ponder upon what God has done. And number three, you perceive the strength of God and not your strength, because we are weak. We only have limited strength. We only have limited abilities. But God, wow, He is the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. See that? Eh tayo hanggang A lang. Minsan maabot ka hanggang B. Okay, B. Tapos ayaw mo na. Di ba? So God is everything. And He knows everything. So when you say perceive God, when we say perceive God's strength, you know, rely on Him. Trust in Him. He knows everything. From the start to the finish. I was joking, Pastor Ferdy. Pastor Mark. I was joking, Pastor Ferdy. When I spoke two weeks ago in Galleria, and he said, you know, Ed, I requested him to be part of the team in Pioneer, but when Pioneer was ready for Pastor Robert, you know, he went back to Galleria, and I requested him again to be in Metro East, and he's with Mark right now. And I told Pastor Ferdy, are you recalling me to Galleria? Are you recalling me to Galleria? No. What I said to Pastor Mark was, Pastor Mark, God has brought us to this place. I have a beautiful place there in the mountains of Sumulong Highway. And God has really planted us in this place. Komportable ko doon sa bahay ko. Bakit pinayagan ng Panginoon na mangyari sa amin yon? Because, you know, medyo sinipa lang ako ng Diyos. Doon ka! Punta ka muna roon. You know, when bad things happen, remember, perceive God's strength, because He's the one who will fight for you. Number four, when you perceive His strength and not your strength, you continue, you now ready, are ready to proclaim your salvation, proclaim His goodness. You proclaim your salvation and be secured in the caring hands of God. Diba? Ignite was so powerful, even if I was not there just seeing the video, I was really, you know, parang bumabata kayo. Parang gano'n, eh, oh? Let's see that video with a lady being part of Ignite. That worship leader, her name is Raisa Laurel. Last year, there was a bad thing that happened to her. Let's hear what he was sharing with us. Hear this.
Before I left Galleria, I texted Rain, my boyfriend, I texted him, please pray for my safety. I don't know why it's the first time I texted him that. And then in a split second, there, I guess someone threw an explosive device. And the last thing I remembered, I was there on the floor, lying. I was crying because of the pain. Siguro while waiting for someone to carry me, nagka-vision ako from God. I was entering a courtroom in a wheelchair. Sabi ko, sarili ko, nandun ako sa floor ko, okay lang Lord, at least lawyer pa rin, sabi ko ganun. So there, someone carried me. Sobrang blessing kasi random strangers na dumaan sa road na yun offered a van for us. Yung van na yun, on the way to PGH, I was praying to God and praising Him. Kasi you'll never know, what if yun na yung last time na, alam mo yun, praise mo siya. So talagang, I was singing songs to Him and I was praying. Siguro, I'm really grateful for my life. If ever man kunin niya ako, at least yung last thing na nagawa ko was to praise Him.
Ha-ha! The last thing na nagawa ko, sabi ni Raisa, is to praise Him. Okay. She's standing, isn't she? She's standing. Pero doon po sa nangyaring disgrasya ni Raisa, they have to amputate both legs from here down. In her testimony, she was saying, you know, when I was lying there in my bed in the hospital, the first question she asked her loved ones was, nandiyan pa ba? Alam nila kung anong tinatanong na nandiyan pa ba? Because she saw the condition of her legs severed by that grenade, and sumagot yung doctor, ang sabi ng doctor, sorry, we have to cut them. So Raisa had no more legs today. Those are, you know, prosthetic legs, bionic legs, donated by, you know, a good Samaritan. What will you do if in that situation, the bad situation, a lady with a bright future, being a good lawyer, being an excellent lawyer, that's her desire. But when she was sharing the testimony, when she said, you know, I was lying there in Taft Avenue, in that street, blooded and hurting, I saw a vision. Mind you, hear this. He said, I saw a vision that I was in a wheelchair, you know, entering a courtroom. And he said, God, hindi bale. Lawyer pa rin naman. Yeah? What did God do there? He was meeting Raisa with a vision. Raisa, you will not die. I will heal you. I will restore you because I have great plans for your life. So this lady was just there, you know, trying to celebrate. But now she's in the hospital, amputated legs and everything. And she said, the last thing I want to do is praise and thank and sing songs to my God. She was leading worship in Ignite the other day. Palakpakan nga natin ang Panginoon. Woo! Ah! Awesome! I would not be able to relate on that if not only because we've experienced it, you know. Said now I could look back and say, God, thank you for that bad thing happened. You did not cause that, but you just allowed that by your grace because you had greater plans for us. In the midst of every situation, our God is a faithful God. Say, God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. With conviction, God is faithful. Good. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16 says, let's read this. Can you read it with me aloud? Okay, you ready? Basahin natin sabay-sabay, ha? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who had been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of our need. And his name is Jesus Christ. You could come to him every day, 24/7. Anything you say, he will understand. Anything you ask, he's able to answer. Any situation, any problem, he could solve it by his wisdom and by his grace. Maybe today you are in that situation. I was talking to my wife, and she was discipling, or she was with this lady this morning, first timers, and they said, "Why are your children attending, with you at the same time? Why don't they just attend on Friday?" Then the mother said, "You know, they look forward to the messages that they will hear every Sunday, most especially when God doesn't make sense." Answers are in the hands of God. All you have to do is say, "Father, Father," bow our heads. Can you bow your heads, please? And close your eyes. Today, my time is up, my preaching. But there's a much important question about our time when it's up. We could come to God and say, "Lord, I need your help." And we will find that he is faithful in all his promises. You can cry out to him, "Abba, Father," and he understands. But if you're not a child of God today, and you're here in this gathering, even though you cry out, "Father," there's no Father that will answer you because you're not yet a child of God. The grace of God is here today because of the word preached. Kung nais mo sa araw na ito, sa hapon na ito, ay buksan mo ang puso mo at tanggapin mo si Jesus Cristo, and it is a start of the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. And John 14:6 says, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by him." So when you call out, "Father," make sure that you're a son, that you're a daughter today. So if you're that, you're not sure, "Am I a daughter? Am I a son of God?" Make sure you do that, because the Bible says, whoever confesses the Son has life. John 1:12 says, "For to them that are called, he gave them, those who receive him and believe in him, he gave them the power to become sons of God." You want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? This is the best time to do that if you have not yet done that in the past. Can you raise up that hand and say, "Pastor, I want to receive Jesus in my heart today"? Yes, maybe you're the first time here. Maybe you've been coming, but, you know, there's no really serious relationship with the Lord. You raise up that hand. Pakitaas mo yung kamay mo. Huwag kang mahiya. And Diyos nga, hindi nga nahiya nung siya'y nabayubay sa krus para sa'yo. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Meron pa po ba? Sabi natin, "I want to start a new life with God, so that when things don't make sense, I know that I could call to my Father, Abba, Father, and I get the answer." Okay? Salamat po sa nagtaas ng kamay. Let's all stand up, please. Maybe when you're in the crossroad of that question, God is not making sense in this situation. In the midst of that situation, you can find God is faithful. There's an answer. There's a blessing. There's healing. There's abundance. Everything, the Lord opens the door and it says, come, come and eat of the goodness of God. Kung ngayon pong sitwasyon nyo, nandun kayo, nagtatanong kayo, ano ba itong sitwasyon na to? Parang hindi ko maintindihan. Can you raise your hands? Can I pray for you? Meron kayo na hindi naintindihan sa sitwasyon nyo sa buhay ngayon. Huwag kayong matatakot. Parang aminin natin. Naintindihan nyo ba lahat? O kung meron kayo hindi naintindihan, raise up that hand. Salamat. Salamat. Okay, salamat. Ako, meron ako hindi naintindihan. So, my hands are raised. I thank God that when I say, God, I need your answer, you'll be able to answer me with his words.